Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi daf Brachas daf Lametes, and today's shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family from Baltimore. Lila Nishbas Reb Yehuda Reb Yechiel Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fagelman, Reb Gershon Lipa Bar Leib Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Reb Binyamin Rubin Aleihem Hashalom. And we continue now with the third parak in Maseches Brachas, and we are in the sugyas of Takanas Ezra, one of the Takanas Ezra. All of them are listed in Perak Maruba in Baba Kama, but we have the Takanas Ezra of Balkeri, that a Balkeri is usher to learn Torah until he goes to the mikvah. That was the Mishnah we had on yesterday's daf, Malkeri Mahara Balibo. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about what the limitations are for a Balkeri. We had the machlokas Rishonim, Durabanan, Da'araisa, that chilik, and we mentioned there are some kulas, whether it only applies if somebody is Mishamish Mitaso from an Isha or not, Raya's from Yom Kippur. Along the way, we got into Hir Herba Besakise, but then we got back into the end of the Gemara, had a couple of stories relating to the protection that this afforded a number of people that were makbid, and it prevented them from an aveira. So the Gemara continues regarding that topic. Amar b'chia barva kol atzman lo eskinu es atfila zos. What is the reason for this tefillah? Like the Charedim said yesterday, on yesterday's daf, lo mishum tuma v'tara. It's not because of tuma v'tara. The language of yesterday's daf was, shelo yu yisrael kitarna golem halalu, mishamish bitasov olav yored v'ochel. Right, a person shouldn't be so involved. So the Gemara says a similar idea, but a little different emphasis. Lo v'skinu asa tefillah zos, ela mibnei Talmud. It's all for the sake of Talmud Torah. All for the sake of learning. She'im ata omerlo, shu mutter. If there's always a heter, whenever it is to be mishamash mitaso, afu omer, afani elech veset tzarchi. Okay, I know I'm supposed to learn right now, but I'm going to go do my thing. Va'avov ashana called tzarchi. And then I'll go learn. Right, and we talk sha'ata omer asur, but since it's there's limits, hubavashona kol tzarcho, because there's limits, then he will learn properly. What would be the issue of being mishame? So the machlokas here amongst the achronim, the marafulda says that if he'll be so involved in tashmish amitas, then he won't be able to learn. Yamshich v'yargal atzmo barov tashmish v'yimane v'yivata milimudo. He'll just be involved. Right, others, the Rosh Sirlio says he'll just become weak from all of the physical activity. Huchtash umizbatel milimod oso halayla. Right, he will be weak, and in that way, he won't be able to learn. Again, every second of Talmud Torah is valuable, as we know from many different sources. Let's just quote one that is often quoted, but it's always good to chazer and review the words of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra on the Mishnah, the beginning of Maseches Peah, in the Shnos Elio, in his commentary, where the Gra says, why is Talmud Torah connected Kulam? Because when you do any other mitzvah and you spend a half an hour, 45 minutes, 3 hours doing a mitzvah, you go visit somebody, you go there, you stay there, you come back. So that's one mitzvah. When it comes to Talmud Torah, millions and millions of mitzvos. Says the Gra, Lahoros, Shetzara Cha'adam Ma'od Ma'od, Lachabe Vesatora. We have to hold the Torah beloved. Debachal Teva Veteva Shalom Adba. Every word. Who mitzvah bifnei atzmo is a separate, independent mitzvah. Vaharaya sheyotzei v'teva achas mitzvah limud haTorah sheshkula keneged kol mitzvahs. Right, we're yotzei with one word. So if we're yotzei with one word, that's the mitzvah. So if we do 10 words, that's 10 mitzvahs. Vaklal bazeh she'ein mevatlin talmud Torah afilu lemitzvah imichol lehasos ayde achirim. Right, and that's why if someone else could do a mitzvah, we don't stop learning. We even had earlier in this pesachta those certain tanaim that were torasu umnaso that they didn't stop learning to do even certain mitzvahs. That ef shar la'asos ayde achirim, but the Gra says va'seichel mechayev bazeh. Logic dictates mipnei shekol teva v'teva every word bifnei atzma hu mitzvah gedola v'hi shkula keneged kulam. Kane says the Gra, and again, it says unlike the Gra that has writes so much on this in one topic, the Gra is usually very concise, but here the Gra elaborates. V'im kane kishalomi l'mashal daf echad. When a person learns one page. One daf, mekayim kama meos mitzvos, hundreds of mitzvos. V'yim kein bavada yoser tov, and therefore it's better to learn than to do a mitzvah if it's efshal asos ede achirim. Yoser tov lekayim mea mitzvos, mi mitzvah achas. Rakashi efshal lekayim ede achirim, oz rashoi levatel. So then you can be mevatel. We've spoken about the diak of that gra in the past. What does it mean, rashoi levatel? It means that it's considered a bittel Torah? But it's Bittul Torah that you are allowed to use. Not every all the Achronim would have that approach, but that is the Gra. This also idea is the general idea that we relate to of the Ramban of Kedoshim. This is about the focus of Bittul Torah, but also we would say the emphasis of yesterday's daf was about there shouldn't be too much Tashmish Amita. Right? Today is about there should be more Talmud Torah, but yesterday's emphasis was it shouldn't be Tashmish Amita, and that's within the lines of the Ramban's Kedoshim Tihiyu. Very famously, the Ramban says at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, "V'ha inyan ki haTorah his hira." Again, arguing on Rashi, who says Kedoshim Tiyu is in a very limited context. Ki haTorah his hira ba'arayus ubamacholam asurim. The Torah gives a lot of warnings about foods, about relations. V'itira habia ish v'ishto v'achilas habaser v'ayayin v'im kein. Because it's true that you have so much heter, right? Judaism does not believe in suffering, in self affliction. In kein. Yimsa bal taiva makom liyos shatuf bezimas ishto onashav harambos. A person could find a license, a halachic license, to be involved in these activities. V'liyos besove yain v'zolei baser lamo v'yidaber kirtzon kachol anavalos, and talk about items that are not appropriate. V'heiz a novel bershus haTorah, and he will be a disgusting person with the Torah's license. And therefore, ba'akasav achrei shepirid ha'isurim sha'aser osan alagamrei, after the Torah lists off all 365. V'tziva b'davar klali, she'aprushim min hamutaros. We should limit that which is mutter. And he quotes the Gemara that we had yesterday, but it's also in the Bavli, Daf Chav Beis. Shalo yu tamid hachamim, mitzuyim eishol nishosem ketar negolim, el yishamish elek fiat tzarech, bekiyim hamitzvah mimedu v'yikandesh asmo minayayin v'chulu. So that is the within the lines of the Ramban. So again, yesterday's Daf, the focus was of Kedoshim to you, and today's Daf is the focus of expanding Talmud Torah. Okay. Taman Amrin, we continue. Taman Amrin, there. What's there? There in Bavel. Baruch Hashem, we're Zocha to learn the Yerushalmi, so it's not B'ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael, but it's Taman, and there in Bavel, Amrin, Afilu Lishmoa Devei Torah Aser. Not only is it Balkeri Aser to learn Torah, and we had the Chilukim, learning himself, teaching others, and the verbalization of brachas, as we said, but even just to hear Divrei Torah is Aser. So this is going one step further, right? The language of the Gemara is there is Aser. And according to most Mefarshim, the next line continues, Om Reb Yuda Bartitas sounds like Titus. If you look in the Gra changes it to Tutas. The Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Gilyone Ashas on here says it can't be Titus, right? Shem Rishom Yerkav, right? So it can't be Titus. Some Gersos have Titus. Maybe there must be a difference between Titas and Titus, right? Nobody would use that name. So Amr of Yudah Bartitas, Amr of Acha B'Shem Rabbi Lazar Kitchila. How does this minog of in Bavel, not even to hear Divrei Torah, develop? Kitchila, it's like at Har Sinai, at the beginning. What happened at Har Sinai? We had to be tahar from even Balkeri. And from any Pleita Shechvazer, if you remember, Hayunachonim Lishloshes Liyom Ashlishi, Yal Tikshu Elisha. Right, we couldn't go near a woman because they had to be Prisha. So you see, just like original Maim at Har Sinai required Prisha, so too, patterned after that, Ezra HaSofer, Takanas Ezra said, whenever we learn, because learning is patterned after Maim at Har Sinai, right? When we said, before we learn, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim and Asal Anos Taraso at Har Sinai. So just like that had Prisha, so too, all learning always requires Prisha. The Ar Sameach is Medayek, that the Gemara here says, the Yerushalmi says, there we say, there, in Bavel they say, even Lishma Divrei Torah, as if the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. As if the Yerushalmi would say, no, we hold that only to say it. And the question is then, what's the machlokas between the Bavel and Yerushalmi? Isn't it quoted this Har Sinai precedent? So wouldn't that be a good enough raya? Says the Ar Sameach, says very creatively in Hilchos Kriyashma in Perek Dalet, he quotes the Yerushalmi, and then he quotes what we've had the last couple of days. Remember, we've spoken about how saying Amen might be Kamotzi Mipivdami. Remember, we had at the end of the Daf on Lamet Zion on Mabez, we had the two different Gersos, but one of the Gersos, our Gersa was Tipater Ba'ona Acharehan Amen, right? How could a Katan be Motzi his father if he says Amen? And Amen is Kamamish saying it. So says the Ar Sameach, that maybe the Yerushalmi takes that very seriously, and he also quotes the Gemara we quoted also yesterday, Shavuos Daf Chavtes, Sabar Yerushalmi Gabi Bracha. So the Bavli in Shmuel Saf Chavtes says it by Shvua, right? Ona Amin Ki Lu Hoti Shvua Mipiv. But the Yerushalmi might hold it by a Bracha. Sabar Yerushalmi Gabi Bracha, Damein Havi Ki Lu Hoti Shvua Mipiv. Va'afi Makore Hu Eino Ben Chiyav. And even if the Kore is not a Ben Chiyav, as we said, Gamke Nafik HaGadli Dechavaso. The Gadol is still Yosei. Ulefizeh? And he says, therefore, maybe there's no Raya from Har Sinai, according to the Yerushalmi, because the Mechilta says, Tanya, Vayomer Aleihem, Omer Lahem, Hayo Omrim, Alav, Lav, Al Hain Hain, B'nei Yisrael, after each of the Klalos and the Brachos, they answered. Leimar Shahayo Omrim, Al Hain Hain, Valav, Lav, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Al Hain Hain, Valav, Hain, whatever it is. Haredayu Maskim, and I'll call Dibber Vidibber, they will maskim. Vahavi Ka'ona Amin Ala Bracha. By saying Al Hain Hain Alav Lav, says the Arsameach, who is Ki'ilu, B'nei Yisrael at Har Sinai said Amen. Vahavi Kamotzi Mipiv, V'lachain Asurim Hayu. Har Sinai is not a Raya, according to the Rishalmi. That wasn't Shomea. That was Oneh. That was Kamotzi Mipiv Dami. Aval Lishmoa Divrei Torah, Emer De Balkari Shari. But a Balkari would be able to hear Divrei Torah. Rak De Bavli Savar, Ta'af Ba'ona Amin Lo Yatsa, Im Shama Mish Eno Ben Chiyah Men HaTorah. But the Yerushalmi wouldn't say that, and therefore the Yerushalmi has to say, has a different Ukimta to answer the question that we had. It's only a father who's Mechuyiv Midi Rabbanan, and therefore a Katan can be Motzi him Midi Rabbanan. But either way, that's a fascinating, that our Sameach suggests, based on a Diak here. All the Gemara says here, Taman Amrin, in Bavel, they say that even Lishmoa, and they quote this Makkah from Har Sinai, and the Arsamea does the extra work, that the Yerushalmi doesn't hold that way, based on the Gemara that we had on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Mabez, answering Amitz Ki'ilu Hotzi Mipiv, and putting that Mechilta together. Unbelievable. Okay. Tani, the Brisa says, now we're getting to a little bit what we alluded to yesterday. And we said, the Charedim said there was a piece on yesterday's daf that was a little out of place and it belonged later on. So it belongs with this sugya, because this sugya is mechalik between different types of learning that a Balkari might or might not be able to do. So Tani, the Brisa says, Zavin vizavos, nidos viyoldos, all these types of people who become Tamei, but not because of any action, right? This is involuntary, Zav and Zavar, some type of illness. Nida, obviously, is a Orech Bizmanoba, is every month, and a Yoledes is having a baby. So all of these people who are, the first few are, even though they're Tumayot and Migufer, they're going to be different than the Balkari. But all of these Tame people, they can learn there's no limits. Korin Batorah, Bishonin Medrish, Vahalachos, Vahagados. They can learn Torah, and they can learn all of these others. They can learn Medrish. What's Medrish? The Rosh Sirlio explains each of these. Medrish is Torah's Kohanim, Visifri, right? The Medrish Halacha. Vahalachos, Mishnayas. Vahagados, that's Medrish Agada, right? The Rosh Sirlio says Breishas Rabba, Ve'ilish Mos Rabba, Ve'yikra Rabba. Right? They can learn all of the Rabbas, which are the Medrish Halachas. They can learn everything. Ubalkari Aser Bekulam, but a Balkari is Aser. Why? What's the difference between a Balkari and the others? So the Bavli says Beferish, because a Balkari is the one that we got in Tame because he was involved in Tashmish, which is fine in Mutter and even in Mitzvah, but it's a certain level of levity, and therefore one has to go to a mikvah, midrabanan, in order to involve himself again with learning and with davening. Diak, remember, the Zav Zava, whenever the Gemara or Mishnayis talk about these, like Mechusre Kapara, including Zav and Zava, they always say Zav and Zava. They don't say Zav, and it would include Zava. Unlike Mitzora, when the Gemara ever lists Mitzora, it doesn't say Mitzora and Mitzoraas, right? It's always Zav and Zava separately, but not Mitzora and Mitzoraas. So we've quoted this before, but it's an important Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot. The Rambam Mitzvot Asei Ayin Hei points out this diuk, that Zav and Zava are always quoted separately, while Mitzora and Mitzoraas are not. And the question is why? Yada HaMakshe, that's the mitzvah. Mitzvah Ayin Hei is the mitzvah of bringing the carbon of a Zava. Right, Shetakriv Karban Kalisha, this is one of the few mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs that, not many, but there are numerous mitzvahs that men are obligated in and women are not. Like all the mitzvahs of Seishas Van Grama and Talmud Torah and a couple of others. But how many mitzvahs are women obligated and not men? So Beged Ish is one of them, but this also is one. The Karbanos of Zava. Isha Zava that she has to bring when she is Tahora, Shtei Torim or Shnei B'nei Yonav, Zakarben Zava, she's Mechuseras Kapara. So the Rambam says, Yada HaMakshe HaHusha Karben Zav is Zava, Eino Al Chataim, Avalu Karben Shechov Al Asoso Al Inyanim Inyanim. Right, the Karben of a Zava is not for a chait, it's because it's for an illness. V'ilu hayu inyani azivas banashim anashim davar echad, if the halachas of Zav and Zavar were one, k'mo shehu b'shem, like they are in name, sheshem ze Zav v'shem zo Zava, oz hay roi lemnosim echad, then you should count it as one mitzvah saseh. Aval eina inyan kein. But they're not true. They're differences in halacha, days and times. Ki hagaras hazera min ha'ish, hishetachayvu ha'karban. Vim yigre kum hazera min ha'isha, hinei hu lo tia zava. Hagaras dam min ha'isha. It's different colors. It's different halachas. Many different halachas between a zava and a zava. Vein din zava zava, v'din mitzora u mitzora'as. Right? It's not the same. And then he quotes, v'raya brura alzeh. That's the raya brura, the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak in Krisus. Krisus dav ches, arba'a mechusre kapara, zav zava yoledes mitzora. Like our Gemara quotes, zav zava nida and yoledes. But they're quoted separately. Tira, ech yimnu azava hazava b'shnayim, v'yimne mitzora be'echad, yia ish o isha. Because there's a difference. Kizivas ha'ish zulas zivas ha'isha. They're different concepts and halachas. Vakasav sheba bazeh hu amrovim Torah mizoban. Of course, the psukim in mitzora. So whenever we have this type of statement, it's good to remember that Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Asei Ayin Hey. So we continue. So says the Braisa. Zavin v'zavas nidas v'yoldos korin b'torah v'shonim medrash v'halachas v'hanid v'agados v'balkeri aser b'kulan. Rabbi Abba bar Acha b'shem Rabbi shone halachos v'eino shone ha'agados. Rabbi Abba bar Acha, the name of Rabbi, says a balkeri could do basic learning, but just not deep learning. So he can learn halachos and not agados. Why? Why not agados? Agadata says the Pnei Moshe, because that pulls the heart and makes the people think deeper. Remember those Mishnayos in the middle of Masechta Shabbos about not learning agada on Shabbos afternoon because you might get too involved and you wouldn't go to the rabbi shir. Similar idea. So shona halachas veino shona agados. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yosi shona hilchas regilios. He can learn things that he knows and is familiar with. As long as, we would say, he doesn't focus on lumdus. Right? Pnei Moshe shalo ya'amik lahavinba lafi hatza'asa. Don't go so in depth. Don't go so in depth. Right? There's a question about even on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is one allowed to go in depth. Different opinions in the poskim. But continues the Gemara, is to buy Meimar, and some even want to say another limit, Ubavachala Yaskar Askaras. Right? The only limit is to not say Shem Hashem. And there's a question I saw in the Achron, in the post can describe, when there is a pasuk or a Shem Hashem in learning, is one supposed to quote it? There's a Machlokas Taz and the other Achronim. So maybe this is a Raya. This is a Raya that you do quote it because it keeps limiting it. You can learn as long as you don't mention the Askaras. But if you never mention the Askaras when one is learning, then there's nothing to talk about. You don't get to the first step. So maybe this Yerushalmi is a little hint that you can mention Askaras, Shemos of Hashem, in learning. Rabbi Zira boy Kumi, Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Zira. Interesting, I didn't get to mention yesterday, I ran out of time, but yesterday's daf, the Gemara spoke about a number of Tanoim who learned in the bathroom. I don't remember if I mentioned this, but I don't think I did. Rabbi Zeira was one of the shitas that said, "Kol zavar kashi dehavili taman savirte." If there was anything difficult, I thought about it in the bathroom. So I saw one of the achronim in the back, the Chidushe Rada, wonders because Rabbi Zeira in the Bavli doesn't say that. And how do you put together? Is Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Zeira the same person? We assume they are. So how do you put those together? So he deals with that stira. So that's Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, back to our daf today. Rabbi Zeira, boy kumi, Rabbi Yasa, les Rabbi Pashat bi im Rabbi bin Pirke, Rabbi bin Pirke, Rabbi bin Pirke Balelia, right? Don't you explain to us and give a shir in the morning, meaning at night before the morning, and maybe we're Balkaris? How do you teach us? So I'm like, yeah, I do. Okay, end of the story. What do you mean, yeah, I do? What's the answer? So the Achronim wonder. So either maybe he was being Meramis to them that this tefillah was batel, as we'll see by Hashem in a couple of minutes. Or the Mari Folda says he was just taught them regilos, like we just said, just taught them things that they were used to and they were comfortable with, nothing new. Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, Pashad and Rebbe Nechemya, Bray, Pirkei Balalia, same thing. Rebbe Chiya bar Abba learned with his son in the morning, late in the night before the morning, and then Bahitza for later in the morning, Havi Amar, he said, Mand Isle Avida Yezel Va'avid. Right? Whoever has to do what he has to do, go to the mikvah, you should go now, or like we had yesterday. Maisa Be'echa Sh'amad Likros Betar Ben Itzivin. Here we go, this is Halacha La Maisa. There was a story of somebody who was about to be Kori Batorah. Kivan Shigia Laskara, once he got to Shem Hashem, Iskol Megamgimba, he was just stuttering and he was stammering and he clearly did not want to say Shem Hashem. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was there and he realized what was going on. Maybe he was a Valkari, he didn't want to say it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Psach Picha v'Yairu Dvarecha. Open your mouth and let your words light us up. Yairu Dvarecha. Shein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tuma. Wow. That's a statement, and that's the statement that's quoted in the Bavli too. Divrei Torah not makabel tumah. It doesn't just say, it's fascinating, this line. It doesn't just say that we're not knowing Takanas Ezra is batel, but the language is ein divrei Torah makabel tumah. We are not going to limit someone who's tamei from learning Torah. And that is me'ikar adin, what we say, and that's the language of the Rishonim, and that's the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Uchos Kriyishma, in Perak Dalet al Haches, Kol hatameyin chayavim b'kriyishma. Umavarchan lefanel achara vehein betumasam. Somebody's tamei, they still say kriyishma. Doesn't matter. And the Ezra beizdino tiknu shalo yikra b'divrei Torah, balkeri levado, v'hotzi'u michal shartmeyim. The Ezra took away the balkeri, achi yitbo, and then, but the Rambam says, right, nagu, well, I skipped a line for a second. For I know he saw likros b'torah, but likros kriyashma behein balkerin lafi shein devei torah makablin tuma ela omdin b'taharasan laolam. The Rambam says they're omid b'tara forever. Shene emar haloko dvarai kaishnu umhashem ma ish ena makabelas tuma av devei torah ena makablin tuma. Right, at the last halacha of Hilchos Kriyashma. Again, it's a fuller exposition in the Bavli, but here we also have ein devei torah makablin tuma. So halacha lamaisa, 2 points. Number one. If Ezra made a takana, how would the later Tanoim able to be mevatel it? Ezra is second to Moshe Rabbeinu. So how can he be mevatel it? So let's go back to the line of the Rambam that I skipped. The Rambam says, "V'lo pashta takanazu b'chol Yisrael, v'lo hayakoach barov hatzibur la'amod ba." Right, the tzibur couldn't handle it. So gzeira shein hatzibur yochol la'amod bo. That didn't catch on. So it's not it doesn't hold. Right, that's one approach. Others say that maybe Ezra built in a tnai, that it was temporary, and if he could handle it, great, then if not. Right? If Lo Kiblu Rov Yisrael, then he didn't even have to build in a tnai, even if he didn't build in a tnai, but that's what some say. The Me'iri's Lashon is fascinating. The Me'iri in Brachas and Afchav Beis has the Lashon. It's a magical phrase that appears only in one or two places in Shas. Says the Me'iri, Rasha'in Levatel, Shalom Masran Hakasav Ela Lachachamim. Right, the Rabbanan sometimes not just create laws, but create the contours of laws. Shebechol dar vadar. V'kvachasavnu kayotiv izem misechaz avarazar masherol atakin machmas iser v'nimsa she'eino l'ficha batluha. And therefore, says the Me'iri, lo masra kasav alachachamim. Even if you want to say this is a daraisa, the Rabbanan have the power to understand it in certain ways. So here too, he uses that phrase. Also, just keep in mind, this takana was bittul Torah in a certain sense, right? This takana wasn't just a takana to do something, but it prevented people from learning Torah, and therefore one has to be very convinced and strong in the belief that this is an appropriate takana. That's why the Rabbanan, we've spoken about an idea in the past. Rav Shachter likes to quote the Koheles Yaakov from the Baal Mishkanos Yaakov on Beitza regarding when do you ever say when a din d'rabbanan, when a takana d'rabbanan, if the reason doesn't apply anymore, then the takana falls away. Most of the time we don't say that. Once in a while we say that. Once in a while we say, batla tam, batla hatakana. The Beis Yosef says, because nowadays Kohanim cover their hands by duchening, so therefore they could duchen even if they have mumin on their hands. What do you mean? Afabisha batla tam lo batla takana. Right? You need a davash of a minion, the Gemara Maseches Beitza. And the answer he explains is, whenever you have a gzeira, that's one example of 10, but whenever you have a gzeira that goes against a dinda araisa, so then you have to say the reason is built in. And if the reason doesn't apply anymore, so then the gzeira doesn't apply. So koin not duchening for mumin, that's against the dinda mitzvah daraisa of birchas kohanim. So you have to say if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the kohanim cover their hands with the talus, so the takana would be batel. So this isn't exactly the same thing, but it's a similar idea, this counter pressure to this takana of Bittul Torah. Continuing, Amar of Yaakov. Let's just read this, and then we'll come back to more halacha l'maisa. Amar of Yaakov bar Achav, and Ahagin Tam and Krebi Loi Bereishis Hagez, and Krebi Yoshia Bekelei Akerim, Krebi Yehuda Bemesir Bevali Kerian. Rabbi Yaakov bar Achav says the minug in Eretz in Bavel is like three kulas. Rabbi Loi Shita Bereishis Hagez, Rabbi Yoshia Kelei Akerim, and Yehuda Bemesir Bevali Kerian. Let's explain each one. Krebi Loi Bereishis Hagez, Rabbi Loi Shita about the first shearings that go to the Kohen. Titania Rabbi Loi Omer Ein Reishis Hagez. Ela ba'aretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. Special Jirishava from Shuma. That's one kula. Kreb Yoshia b'kilayim. Titania Reb Yoshia Omer. Which kilayim? There are five types of kilayim. Kilay hakerem. La'olam enochayev et sheyizra chita v'sa'or v'chartzen b'mapolas yad. Kilay hakerem is planting grain in proximity of a vineyard. So says Reb Yoshia, that's only if you plant two grains with a vineyard. Not just wheat. You have to have wheat and barley. That's the din d'araisa. And third, Omer Ein Torah. So that is what we paskin also in the Shulchan Aruch. That is why this gzera is not Me'ikra Din today. But the Shulchan Aruch does say that. Let me just find it. The Shulchan Aruch does say here in Simen Peches, Kali quotes the Rambam. He quotes the original gzera. Kali Tzmein B'Torah. Call it Tamein Koran Batorah, Vakoran Kriyashman was Palin, Chlusmi Bale Keri, Vahulu, Shotio Ezra, we call it Tamein, Vasir, Bemet Ritura, Bemba Kriyashma. Kadeshalo tell me, Chachamim, Sinai, Son of Shazam, Katana Golem. The Acharkach, Balu Osa Takana, the Amidu Adavar Ladin. Right, they were Mavata, the Takana, Vachain, Pashat Haminhag, says the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah there, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are Anshe Maisa that follow it. Or at least follow it in a bidyeved way, like we spoke about the teskavim being poured on a person. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Rabbi Yossi Merchalafta havi osi mistmatia belelya. One time, Rabbi Yossi Merchalafta was going in an alleyway at night. The havi chamra malik basre, and he was on a donkey, and there was a donkey driver that was walking after him. Alchad beis shich. When he came to one huge ditch with a huge water, it was filled with water. Amalehu gavra boy miske. So the donkey driver says to Rabbi Yossi, "Oh, I want to jump in here. I'm a balkari. I want to be tovel. Amalehu tesaki nafshach. It's dangerous. You can't go in there." Right? Maybe Mare Fulda says maybe it's maybe it's deep, maybe it's dark. Omar le minida menacious ish. Hahu gavra boy lemischi. So the driver admits that he was just violated in Isser with an anacious ish and an ida. So I really want to go in the mikvah. Afilo kein omar le lotzakin benafshach. He said to him, it doesn't matter. You can't, it is a mis, you can't put yourself in danger. Benishmartim olon afshach seichim. Kivan de lo shamale, he didn't listen, he was jumping in. Omar le yechus ahu gavra velo yasek. You're not listening to me? And he kind of cursed him and said, you should go down and not come up. And the Maharav Fulda says, Lo ratza l'shma mashamar chachamim. He was chayav misa because he didn't listen to what the Rabbanan said. And says the Gemara, v'chein havislei. That's exactly what happened, Rachmana litzlan. Reb Yossi ben Yossi, interesting. Reb Yossi ben Yossi avi asi be'ilfa. He was coming on a boat. Chama chad kater garmi v'chavli. Saw somebody hanging himself down into the water with a rope. Mechus u'mischi, to try to be tovel himself. Amalei lo tesaki menafshach. Don't put yourself in danger. Amalei gavra boy mechol, but I want to eat something and I can't make a bracha without eating. Amalei echol, you could eat, don't worry. You could eat now. It's impossible. You can't put yourself in danger. Ho gavra boy mishti, I want to drink. Amalei shti, says you could drink too. Kiva de matin lalamina, once they came to the port, where the Haredim says, porta, amalei tamon lo sharis lacha ela begin sakanda de nafsha. So now Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi says, in the boat, it was too dangerous, so you were allowed to eat and drink. But now you have to go in. Right? This is in the days when there was the takana. Interesting that the word here ilfa means a boat. We know Ilfa was a good friend of Rabbi Yochanan. Remember the story in Tainus Daf Chaf Aleph in the Bavli, and Ilfa didn't go back to the yeshiva, and Rabbi Yochanan did, and Ilfa, once or twice, is quoted in Tainus and also in Misachas Ksubis, he went on the mast of a ship and said, if I can't tell you where the source of a brisa is in a Mishnah, I'm going to jump off the boat. So Ilfa went onto a Svina, and the word Ilfa here in the Yerushalmi means a boat. Interesting. Amar Reb Yanai, Shamati Shemekilu Machmirin Ba. I heard that some people are more makel about this Takanas Ezra in the days that it was, and some are more machmir. V'chol machmir ba marach yamim mitova. Those who are machmir, arichas yamim, even though maker didn't was batel. Makel ba lirchas b'mayim shuvin. Those who are makel, as we said yesterday, also could be, you don't need a mikvah water, you could even have mayim shuvin. Machmir ba lichbo b'mayim chayim. Those who are machmir are tovel in mayim chayim. The Haredim says, lav dafka mayim chayim. It just means, make yashamim as well. Okay. Halacha hey, next Mishnah. Haya omei betfila, more about Balkari. In the days before the Gzeira was batel. V'nizkar shu Balkari. Somebody's in the middle of davening, and they realize they're a Balkari. Lo yafzik eli katzer. Don't stop, but just shorten. Say the first and last line of every bracha. Yard lit bowl. If you went into the mikvah, you're in the water now. Im yachol la'alosulis kasos velikos ashlo tonei tzachama. And this is going according to the opinion of Vasikin, not according to Rabbi Yeshua, as we hold up until the third hour. But the Charedim quotes is according to that other opinion. So if you could dunk and come out and read it before Nates, yalavis kasav yikra. So then you should do that. Go out and cover, you get dressed and read. Vim lav, you're not going to have time. Yiskasmai v'yikra. So read it in the water. We'll talk about this in the coming dafim. What do you mean in the water? Is there a problem of libo roes ha'erva? As we'll talk about lo yiskase, but there are certain waters that you can't say kriya daven in. Lo b'mayim aram, smelly water. Lo b'mayim mishra, laundry water. Achiyata tochan mayim, you have to dilute it. The kama yarchag mehem umin hatsoa arba amos. How far do you have to distance from them and from tsoa? 4 amos. One has to be outside of from tsoa, and the mafarshim talk about behind you, in front of you, as long as it doesn't smell, v'chulu. And the Gemara also talks about in the Bavli that there can be a chisur mechzer in the Mishnah regarding meha mishra and the diluting, but the mafarshim here mentioned that. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Barabim, the Mishnah that says you should shorten but continue is only Barabim, where if you would just stop in the middle, that would be very embarrassing, and this covered Abrius. Aval bein ola bein atzmo, mafsik. But if you're by yourself privately, then you should stop, uk Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Meir, a mayor in yesterday's daf who said that if it's Durabanan, you're not allowed to verbalize it. Tfila is Durabanan, so you can't verbalize this, you have to stop. Baram Krab Yehuda, but according to Yehuda, Fila bein ola bein atzmo, no mafsik. According to Yehuda, even if you're in private, right, you're not mafsik. And the Charedim points out, according to Yehuda, you could even continue, you could even start. Because Yehuda says there's no isser of the verbalizing. B'she'en lo mayim litbol. But this is all where there's no water to go to the mikvah. V'yesh lo mayim litbol. Af Rabbi Yehuda modeh shehu mafsik. But if there is water, Rabbi Yehuda also says that one should be mafsik and one shouldn't rely on a b'diavad. Finishing up the last brisa, cholesh, or the last section, cholesh shemesh mitaso. What happens if there's a chola? So we're going to have different levels now. If a chola actively was meshamesh mitaso, and therefore he knows, a chola, meaning he can't go to the mikvah, he's too sick to go to the mikvah, but he can't be with his wife, Amar Biyami, imhu garam lasmo yitpo v'yamos, he has to go to the mikvah. Rabbi was very stark, very strong about this tefillah, and therefore he has to figure out a way to go to the mikvah. Then ba'ones, but if it was ba'ones, meaning maybe he dreamed, ein matrichan alav, then we're not matriachim to go to the mikvah, then maybe we'll allow something less. As we'll see. Reb Chagai b'shem Ra'aba Razavda b'engach b'engach matriachan alav. Reb Chagai says, no, even if he was with his wife, a chola, shashiyush mitaso, we're not matriachim. Why? We don't say that he has to put himself at the danger. Chola, so now we have the rules. Chola hamargil, a chola that brought it upon himself, he was with his wife, sorach tishas kavin, he needs 9 kavin, he can't go to the mikvah, he doesn't have to do that. Baria Margal, a healthy person who brings it upon himself, Sorach Abraham saw. That's the Ikar Din of Takanas Ezra. Chole Meones, a chole who saw it in a dream, ein matrichin alav, he doesn't have to be matriach, maybe at all. Bari Meones, a bari who sees in a, right, Meones, not because of a, with his wife, but because of the dream, Sorach Tishas Kavim, one needs 9 kavim. So different levels of the takana of Ezra. But again, we paskin, maker adin, review the Mesera, and divrei Torah, makablin, tuma. Okay, we will stop here.